I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Today's GeoQuiz sent us in search of the legendary Fountain of Youth. Lots of places have been associated with the legend through the ages, but one of them stands out. St. Augustine, Florida, home to the Fountain of Youth Archaeological Park. The park attracts tens of thousands of visitors a year. Most come by bus. Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon arrived by ship back in 1513. He's said to have encountered a group of unusually tall natives who seemed to live longer than Europeans did at that time, which convinced Ponce de Leon that the Fountain of Youth must be nearby. John Stavely is the park's manager.
For as long as anyone can remember, this spot was known as a healthful spring. People would come here, they'd bathe in it, they'd drink it, and they believed it helped restore them. And so Ponce was the most popular, of course, to pursue this legend, but certainly not the only one throughout history.
Do you think that St. Augustine has a greater claim for the Fountain of Youth than any of these other places?
Well, I think Ponce de Leon had the best publicist. I think that he probably got more mileage out of it.
So are there actual waters here? I mean, do people get a chance to drink from the water here? Does anything happen to them?
Absolutely. Here at the Fountain of Youth, they do get a chance to drink those waters, the same waters that Ponce would have drunk almost 500 years ago. It comes from the same aquifer that runs underneath this part of Florida. And so it's interesting and intriguing. If you believe in it strongly enough, if you believe these minerals are healthful for you, then you'll probably have a better chance.
Well, what is there to see?
Well, we've got 15 acres. This is where the town of St. Augustine actually began in 1565. When Pedro Menendez landed and met the Native Americans called the Tumuqua tribe, he broke bread with them, lived right in their longhouse here on the point of this property.
And it's been open to visitors like this how long?
It's been a tourist attraction since the early 1900s. People here believed this spring was healthful and had the legend of being the Fountain of Youth.
And you, how old are you, may I ask?
Well, when Ponce dropped me off here, I never reveal my true age because it would startle people.
Well, bring me to that. I need a sip.
Would you like to try the water?
I would love to try
okay,
the water.
Good. Let's go try it. Back-to-back school groups today.
May I ask you, where are you guys from? How's the water taste?
South Carolina.
Do you feel like you're getting younger by the
Probably.
Second
year? I hope so.
You guys don't want to get any younger. High school students?
Yes, ma'am. If you have not had the water from the Fountain of Youth, come down here to have a cup.
The original spring used to just where all of this gravel is right here. It was a bubbling spring. Now it's a well. And in the same water that Ponce de Leon would have drunk almost 500 years ago. Should I try?
So you're handing me a little plastic cup with a nice gulp of water here. Tastes like regular room temperature water.
Yeah, you'll taste some other things in it, though. For example, you'll taste sulfur.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. There's sulfur in it. It's heavy mineral content. There are almost 40 minerals in it. And it's interesting to folks because of all the minerals in it, they truly believe that it's helpful for them.
Ponce de Leon was born in the province of Leon, Spain.
I was speaking there with a very youthful-looking John Stavely. He's manager of the Fountain of Youth Archaeological Park in St. Augustine, Florida. St. Augustine is the answer to our GeoQuiz today.
Well, I don't feel any different yet, but...
Do you feel tingly at all?
Not yet.
No, okay.
By the way, if you want to see some pictures of the Fountain of Youth for yourself, just go to theworld.org.